I'm all flustered. I just shook the hand of a guy that's hit more home runs than I even hit in the game with the dice.
Hey, you could be wiffle ball with a 50-foot fence, and you're not getting anywhere near what this guy's done.
No, that's what I said. I know how tough it is because I play golf, and the ball's not moving. Thanks for joining us, Jose. Great to see you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Are you a Hoop fan?
I am.
And who's your team?
You know, I'm going to say this quietly, but I'm a Miami Heat fan.
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
That's okay.
All right.
But I'm at home right now, and the Raptors are the hometown team, so I'm here to support them.
So Jose Bautista joining us, Jonesy, to start quarter number two with the Raptors down one. Joey Bats 19 on Twitter. Of course, you know him really well. And why don't we pick up action here with Lowry starting the quarter for the Raptors.
Lowry with the ball up top. And we'll get to our famous guest here in a minute. Anderson down low. Throws it away. Aaron Brooks with the steal. Here come the Kings front court. Jimmer Fredette, pull up three in the air. Got it. One of the top NBA three-point shooters. Jimmer Fredette, 19th. At 41%, give the Kings a 26-22 lead.
Joey, talk to me from a baseball perspective. When you're riding the high of a winning streak, like the Raptors are right now, they've won 8 of their last 9, they're the hottest team in the NBA, an opponent comes to town like Sacramento, might be considered by some a lesser opponent to some extent in terms of their record and the way they've been struggling. How do you not look past those games and make sure you count that just as much as it's a Yankee game, as it's a big team coming to town?
Like it's just like you would do in any sport. You stick to what's working. You know, keep it simple. If you're doing something right and it's allowing you to defeat opponents, keep doing it. There's no need to change just because it's a different opponent coming into town. Obviously, you do your scouting reports and you try to adjust the team's strength and exploit their weaknesses. But probably in basketball, just like in baseball, when you have a good core game and you stick to the little things and you play fundamentally correct, in the game, you're going to have an easier time on the court.
Ed Davis fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two. Toronto down 26-22. Jose, tell me then, confidence a big part. I hear you guys talking about seeing the ball when you're on a streak, when you're smacking it well. How does it relate in basketball? Confidence is a heck of a thing for any athlete when they're going good.
I'm sure. And in baseball, you're kind of further away from your opponent, but you can see it in somebody's body language and maybe sometimes in their eyes. When they're not feeling great, their confidence is a little down. And you sense that as a competitor. You see it in their face. And in basketball, you're right there, so you definitely can tell. When somebody has that confidence about to take a shot, it even affects the way you defend them because you almost don't even want to go full out defending them because you know they're going to make the shot anyway.
Davis knocks down one of two, 26-23, Toronto with the lead.
Joey, biggest question of all before we get to any more philosophical discussions, the offseason. I mean, I know what the answer is going to be anyways, but I have to ask it. Your thoughts on what Alex Anthopoulos has done and all of the new teammates, the many new teammates and faces you're going to have joining you this season.
He's done a great job.
Raptors with the steal. Landry Fields, front court, lays it in. Toronto to within one, 26-25.
He's done a really great job. He's really stuck to his word. Ever since he got the job, he said, when the time is right, I'm going to go out and put a team together that this city and this country deserves. It's not about just spending money to say you're spending it. He's done it the right way.
Raptors doing that the right way with a steal by Allen Anderson. Comes up limping, but Lowry brings it front court. Lowry feels Ross, Anderson, and Davis for Toronto. Davis to Lowry in the lane, kick it out. Anderson raises for a three, short. Rebound Ed Davis. Kicks it out to Fields. 9:50 to go. First half, Toronto down one, looking for the lead. Lowry in the lane to Fields. Kick out top, Anderson to Ross. Three in the air, no good. Rebound knocked away by Ed Davis, saved by Landry Fields. Hustle from the Raptors.
Davis already with 10 rebounds in the game, and now Landry Fields cutting to the hoop. On the right side, kisses it off glass, gets it to go, and the Raptors have taken back the lead at 27-26, the end one opportunity about to come.
So Toronto vaults back into the lead. We are joined courtside by Jose Bautista, and you said, we won't out you here, but Miami's a pretty good team to like to watch. I mean, are you a LeBron fan? What is it about Miami that's captured you?
It was the closest team to the Dominican in terms of geography, and their games were on TV most of the time. And they had Alonzo Mourning, Shaq, and a bunch of other guys back in the day. And I just like watching them play, and they won a couple championships back in the day. So it's, you know, I grew grew up in the Dominican nearby, and their games were on a lot. So I just became a fan early on. And as a matter of fact, I'm a bigger fan of Dwayne Wade than any other of the players on that team.
You know, it's funny. Last year, remember, we had J.P. Arencibia and Brett Laurie on with us. And Arencibia said the same thing. Growing up because of Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway, guys like that, big Miami Heat fan, obviously being down in South Florida as well. And Brett Laurie, I mean, he's still searching for a team as a Vancouver kid watching the Grizzlies when he was a youngster.
Landry Fields up and in on the pass from Allen Anderson. That all made possible thanks to Quincy Acey keeping the ball alive on the offensive glass. Toronto surges into its biggest lead of the game at 29-26, up by three. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. The Kings throw it away. It'll be Toronto ball coming front court.
Let me ask you, the starting rotation, the starting five for you guys this season, if you were not a Blue Jay and you take a look at that starting five, I mean, that it's got to be one of the best we've seen in recent memory from top to bottom.
Yeah, we have a great group of, you know, established major league pitchers with a high amount of talent. You know, a couple of them have won Cy Young Awards. Others, their ceiling, you don't know what it is. They can be as great as, you know, getting Cy Youngs themselves. So, and it's a big contrast going from one guy that's a big right-hander guy that throws hard, then you got a short lefty that throws slow and changeups and stuff. It's not going to be easy to adjust, and then you mix in the knuckleball. It's going to be tough.
What's your favorite stadium to hit in? Is it at home?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I get a good feeling when I go up to the plate, knowing that the fans are behind me and I see the ball well here. I just get comfortable when we're at home. And like you said, confidence is a key. And when you have everybody behind you, it just kind of gives you that little edge. And I've enjoyed success, so I wouldn't want to mess with changing it.
Allen Anderson drives it to the tin and lays it home. Toronto by five, biggest lead of the game, 31-26. Front court, Sacramento in the purple uniforms. They come right to left. Hayes out there with Johnson, Fredette, Robinson, and Aaron Brooks. Jimmer Fredette into the lane. Kicks it to Thomas Robinson. Fifth overall pick out of Kansas. Drives the lane. Lays it up. No good. Tip back up and in by Chuck Hayes. Raptors with a three-point lead as they bring it front court.
Now, Joe, you talked about being a fan of the game. Did you have a chance to play at all as a kid, or was it all basketball all the time?
It was all baseball the whole time. I mean, I played briefly, but it's nothing that I was ever too good at. So I was short. I grew late. I had a growth spurt late in my teens. So I was getting used and abused on the court. So I didn't want to play too much.
Find something else. I hear you. 7:42. Foul. Raptors foul. That will send the Kings to the line. Toronto with a 6-point lead.
All right. So the connection maybe to the Dominican with Miami. But talking sports in general, from following you on Twitter, I know that you're a big football fan, specifically the Pittsburgh Steelers. So where does that come from then, the Steel Curtain?
I used to follow Jerome Bettis a lot.
Yeah.
That was my favorite player growing up. And having a chance to play with Pittsburgh early in my major league career and getting to go to games and stuff, I just grew to love it even more. And I didn't have any ties to any other team, so I just kind of stuck with that.
Jose, talk to me. We're watching some guys blossom before us. Eric, you talked to Ed Davis in the preseason. He's really come around. You come from Pittsburgh, and it's like opportunity, work, everything together, and boom, things take off for you in Toronto. Talk to me about how you put that together.
You know, it's just having talent, obviously, is a given. If you don't have the talent, they wouldn't be here in the first place. Then going to the right team at the right time where they allow you to have that opportunity, but you also get to work with the proper coach on the things that you need to improve on to be an elite player.
Allen Anderson lays it inside for Toronto, 36-29, Toronto by seven. Fredette up top, finds James Johnson, drives far side into the lane and rams it down with two hands. 7 minutes, first half, Toronto by five. Anderson back, lay it up and in, and a foul. Allen Anderson with a deuce, and keep the meter running, send him to the line for one more.
And James Johnson going after his teammates right now as well, Jonesy, for the miscommunication defensively, as it was a pretty easy line to the hoop there for Anderson. Joey, I know we're putting you to work right now. We're going to let you go in a couple moments here, so you're going to rest and watch the game, but you're going to be working a bit over the next few days. Tomorrow, are you heading out to Winnipeg and kind of doing the cross-Canada thing with the caravan?
Yes, we are. We're trying to get the fans even more excited about the season after all these moves. And, you know, some of these fans across Canada don't get to see us face-to-face because we're only in Toronto. So the team does this, used to do it in the past, and they picked it up about 3 years ago again where they tour us around. I think last year they went out east, and now we're going west. I got to go to Winnipeg tomorrow for a couple days, and you know, just interact with fans. We got a couple autograph sessions, visit some schools, do some charitable stuff, and then do some media. So it's gonna be fun. People get excited, and every time you see it in people's faces, you can't help it but to feel good about what you do.
How conscious are you guys of that, being the lone representative of the country? Because the Raptors talk quite often about that as well.
Cousins inside with the jam. We'll let Jose answer in a second here. 39-33, 6-point lead for Toronto, and Cousins gonna get one more at the line.
We're very conscious, and we see it in the coverage, and we see it in the love, for example, that I get on Twitter. And you see it in the mail. I get a lot of fan mail, and I try to respond as quick as possible, but it's hard to keep up with it because I get a ton of mail from all over Canada. That's how you can tell. And we get a lot of people to follow us, to cover us, as opposed to other teams, what they don't get too much. So it shows that there's a lot of reach, and that there's got to be a lot of coverage in order to get everybody satisfied.
6:40 first half, 39-34, Toronto by five. It's been a good second quarter. Lowry, three up top, good. Splash in the bottom of the well. Raptors, 5 of 10 from distance. Biggest lead of the game, 8 points, 42-34. James Johnson jumper, no good. Rebound knocked away by Terrence Ross. Allen Anderson can't run it down. Aaron Brooks in the lane, floating hook up and in. Wow, the little man gets it to go in the lane.
Jones, you talked about how well the Raptors are playing in this quarter. 8 of 12 from the floor as they bring the ball down here, looking to reestablish their biggest lead of the game, which was at 8 just a couple moments ago.
Foul in the lane, and it'll send Toronto to the line for two. Pleased to be joined by Jose Bautista here. And you must get excited. Eric talked to you about the changes in the lineup. It's got to say something to you as a player, knowing you're going to spring training and you're going to look around the locker room and you look to your left and right and say, hey, man, we got a World Series type team here.
That's right.
And not just saying that, but actually seeing those bodies in the locker room.
Exactly. And I was going to talk a little bit about that earlier when I said that Alex has done a great job in keeping his word. When the time was right and that was now, you know, he made those moves and he had promised everybody he was going to do them. Now it's up to us to go on to the field and perform. You know, he's put together a great team. Our chances to make it to the playoffs and the World Series have improved greatly. So we're hoping to play hard, to stay healthy, and give all the fans and the whole country, you know, the team that they deserve, a winning team.